I always tell the kids in the school that really the answer to every religious question is Jesus Christ. And ultimately, he is the answer which God gave to the problem of sin in the world. What we see in today's gospel is Christ in the temple cleaning up the worship of God. And Christ is the answer to what I call the problem of worship. The problem of worshiping God goes all the way back to the fall of man. When the Jewish rabbis would read the first couple of chapters of Genesis, they recognize that there's parallels between the description of God creating the world and the building of the Temple of Solomon. And so they recognize that what Genesis is saying is that when God created the heavens and the earth, when he created the cosmos, he created basically a giant temple. And he placed Adam in this temple to offer worship to him. And he made this a fundamental part of human nature, this desire to worship God. And as long as Adam remained in friendship with God, as long as Adam remained in right relationship to God, he was able to offer proper worship. And then, of course, Adam sins, and you see him thrown out of the Garden of Eden, and mankind is no longer able to offer proper worship to God. And so what you see then God doing in the Old Testament is he's slowly teaching humans how to worship correctly again. And then in the fullness of time, he sends our Lord Jesus Christ, who took on human nature. Except Christ's humanity was fundamentally different than ours in one specific way. Christ did not have sin. Because as soon as we were marred by sin, we could never fully worship God. It is like if you are a surgeon, it does not matter how skilled you are. If you have a dirty knife, you're going to struggle to be a good surgeon. And we had sin upon our soul. But Christ was like us in all things except sin. And so what you see is the entire life of Christ is one perfect offering to God the Father. It is one perfect act of worship to God the Father. And this act takes its completion and its perfection, of course, on Good Friday. But Christ then does not stop there, because through baptism, Christ joins us to himself. And so then, joined to Christ and through Christ, all of us now, cleansed from sin and baptism in the sacrament of penance, we now can worship God properly. This is why in the book of Revelation, heaven is presented as a giant mass, because it's teaching us that at the sacrifice of the mass, united as we are to Christ, we can finally worship God properly. And this focus, this centrality of the worship of God, I have realized quickly, we struggle with, because we're Western capitalists. And so we always ask ourselves, what do I get out of this? What's in it for me? And as soon as we begin to focus on the worship of God, now it's no longer about us. It's like Father Luke tells our seminarians, and he told me back in the day, Kevin, it's not about you, it's about God. It's always about God. And if you think about it, if you ever entered into a relationship thinking to yourself, what's in it for me? It's always going to be a struggle. If you got married because you thought to yourself, what's in it for me? You would have quickly learned that it required far more sacrifice than you realized. If you decided to have kids because you were thinking, what's in it for me? You would have quickly realized, probably when you were up at 2 a.m., it's not about me, it's about something else. And so when we worship God, it is always about God. And so then what we have to do in our lives is we have to cut away all those things which are not directed towards the worship of God. Because it is not about us. We don't want to worship ourselves. It's really not even about our feelings. It's about what can we offer God. The acts of adoration and praise in our minds and our thoughts and our focus and our intent. All of that we must offer to God as this act of worship. And we must cut away everything else. Because everything else doesn't matter. And ultimately, the irony of this is that when we do worship God, he in fact pours out his grace upon us. It is through the worship of God that we will enter into the kingdom of heaven. So we do get something out of it. because God is generous. But even if we didn't, we would still worship God because we recognize that's fundamental to who we are, it's fundamental to what we are as humans. And so slowly but surely, like Christ, we want to make our entire life and every thought, every feeling, every desire which we have an act of worship for the glory of God.